This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
This month of August is the 53rd anniversary of our government going off the gold standard. Safedin Amos wrote in his book, The Fiat Standard, to explain the impact that political and economic decision has had on our lives. His earlier book, The Bitcoin Standard, was a best-selling book that has been translated in more than 24 languages. He argues that by first understanding the operation of Bitcoin, can someone then better understand the equivalent operations in fiat? He says it's easier to explain an abacus to a computer user than to explain a computer to an abacus user. Why the complexity? He says the reason is simple. The fiat system, which we use today, was not carefully constructed as an economic system. It was not deliberately designed operating system like Bitcoin. Rather, it evolved through a complex process of compromise between political constraints and expedience in managing government default. He explains that fiat currency affects what economists describe as time preference. A person with high time preference focuses on present needs, while a person with low time preference is willing to delay present gratification and places more emphasis on future needs. When the world was on the gold standard, people knew that money would hold its value in the future. This enticed people to save. But when the countries moved to a fiat currency, the value of the currency declined and there was less inclination to save. His book describes the fiat standard that affected such diverse items as food and science and fuels and states. He also explains why the quality of the buildings we construct and the goods we buy are declining. This is also why our dollars are worth less. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of Israel, go to viewpoints.info/Israel. Viewpoints.info/Israel.